This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I think I took lessons. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to finish the, I'm going to finish playing those interviews that I did from the gun club up in northern Los Angeles County. Yes, we do have guns in L.A. County. For the moment, we can actually still keep those guns. I don't know how much longer that's going to be, but we can still basically keep those guns. Anyhow, again, always a pleasure to be with you. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I don't want to waste your time, which is why I'm going to jump right in. Okay, if you're watching, you can watch live on Facebook. You can watch live on YouTube and all over the place. I like to say we're like horse manure on a ranch. We are everywhere. It's really that simple. Anyway, the you guys heard about the state senator that refused to stand during the Pledge of Allegiance in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick. Now, listen, I'm an elected official in the state of California. I'm on a school board. And I am consistently told that I no longer have the right of freedom of speech. I cannot say just what I feel when I feel how I feel. I am told by the loons on the left, mostly, how I now no longer have all the rights under which I was elected by. Go figure that one out. So a Missouri state senator convened Wednesday. State senators stood to their feet to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, but one did not. Senator Jamila Nasheed, the St. Louis Democrat, did not stand. However, cameras inside the chamber showing her sitting on what she called a show of solidarity with San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who recently refused to stand during the national anthem prior to the NFL football game. Again, which I say to you, yes, he has a right, doesn't make it right. I decided not to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance today to stand in solidarity with the cause of injustice that Colin... Listen, you're a legislator. Shut up. You stand for the flag and what it represents. And it represents the fact that you... Listen to this, guys. Listen to the irony behind this. Here is a female black woman who talks about inequity. And she's been elected to the state... Legislature. Hello? Anybody home? A black female elected to the state legislature, and she's telling you there's no justice. That there's no equal rights there. And I'm sure she didn't get one white vote, right? She goes on to say Colin Kaepernick has shined a bright light upon this injustice. I'm not anti-American, and in fact, it is because I love this country that I take this stand, as she said. I'm doing so because of the past transgressions by America, but to call attention to the current injustices in this state and country. She went on to say, she went on to list the current injustices. The injustice of police brutality, the refusal to mandate police body cameras. You're a legislator. Bring it up. Fight it. The injustice of poverty, the underfunding of our public schools. That's a lie. An extreme lie. These people keep thinking the more money you throw at it, the better it's going to get. They're brain dead. It doesn't work that way. How about we get good people, good teachers, and no, sorry, not all teachers are good. How about we get that through our heads? You have good teachers and bad teachers. You have good doctors and bad doctors. You have good legislators and bad legislators. It's a reality. Why we hold the teaching profession up to where there is actually can't be, won't be, never could be anything wrong, that a teacher could never be bad, is just ludicrous. She went on to call it the injustice of voter suppression, passing voter ID laws. Yes, that's terrible. You keep talking about the poor people who can't get voter IDs. But you know what? Let's just be honest about it. They can get their welfare checks. They get their government entitlement checks. They can get all these other programs. You know, whatever senior programs are available to them or programs that are available to the poor, they find a way to get those. You're telling me they can't get an ID? And how are they getting those without an ID? Are we just doling out taxpayer dollars wherever? That's wrong. The injustice of not having health care. Well, apparently, she goes on to say it's because we're not expanding Medicaid. You don't live in a socialist nation. Go to Venezuela and run for office there. And there'll probably be some people they're replacing down there. The injustice of unlivable wages. When did that become injustice? And I've already been through the minimum wage. It's a fallacy. It's a joke. And here's the other thing. This is what she calls a right-to-work attack on labor. Do you know what she means by that? Anybody? That's right. Unions. See, these hardcore lefties believe that if a union isn't involved, then there is no way that an employee will be treated properly. That's a lie. That is an out-and-out lie. And these states that pass right-to-work laws, which means you're not guaranteed a job, it's simply a right to work, she thinks that's injustice. I'm telling you, there's something wrong between the ears. The injustice of unequal pay for women. Yeah, we've already proven that's not true. Is it out there? Does it happen? Yes. It is not overwhelming. Okay? It's not like a tidal wave across the country. The injustice of mass incarceration and the injustice of economic disparity. She wants socialism. Lady, it's not a socialist country. If it was a socialist/communist country, you would have been shot for sitting down during the national anthem. Do you know that? Or the Pledge of Allegiance. The North Korean dictator would have just drug you out and had you shot in the parking lot. Are you serious? Have we become that brain dead? We've got a wave of legislators across the country that don't have a clue as to what they're doing here? Don't understand what their job is? Don't understand? No, you don't have a right as a legislator voted in by Americans. You're getting paid with American tax dollars and you're protesting America? Are you brain dead? It is liberty and justice for all. You have to fight.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you head up to the website, you can watch live. I don't know why you want to, but you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, and you can get involved in a live chat room. And I can guarantee you there are smarter people in that chat room than I am. So, you know, you can have to, if you don't like what I'm saying, you can always listen to what they have to say. You know, every week, I like going over the numbers, the unemployment numbers, to give you an idea of the reality of what this administration is telling us and how clouded the numbers are, we'll put it that way. And I've also gone over the numbers for the Affordable Care Act, as it's called. Again, we know the numbers aren't real. We know about how much trouble this is causing. And people who are not really getting the care that they used to get. I mean, seriously, Now, my other job is I work for a school district. I'm actually a trustee on a school district, and we take advantage of the health care that the school district has. And I've got to tell you, I've seen it change. I mean, we're in the same business as that government who's pushing the Affordable Care Act down our throats, and I've seen it change. And there's more complaints about the services and what it's costing people. But there are options. You've heard me talk about this a dozen times. But you know what? I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I keep telling you that. Don't listen to me. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. We have to go right to the source. So Dale Bellis is joining me. He's currently the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. Now, he led the reorganization plan 2 years ago that launched Liberty HealthShare under the terms of the Affordable Care Act. Yeah, it's a great program, and we're not going to just talk about the program itself, but exactly why it needs to be here. Single payer is great, isn't it? Dale, thanks for joining me today.
Joe, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
What is Liberty Health Share? You know, tell me about the program.
We are a nationwide nonprofit association of like-minded individuals who've dropped out of the insurance arena and have instead decided to share our medical bills together in community with one another so that when any one of us has a medical expense, all the other members pitch in and assist and share with those costs. And we're sharing millions of dollars of medical bills every month.
So you didn't get in this to line your pockets, buy 7 homes, you know, 27 cars, and the whole 9 yards. You really, it sounds like this is really a group of people. And I love you said these are smart people. They dropped out of the system, so they're very smart people. But basically, it's kind of sharing the cost across a large membership group, correct?
We've decided to go it alone in that we've dropped out of insurance and have instead said to one another on a mutual assistance basis, let's share in each other's costs. And so we just simply set aside what we call a share amount every month through our online technology is matched to another member that has medical expenses, and it's just a transformational way of addressing health care costs without being burdened by both government intrusion or bureaucracy. So we've eliminated the profit-motivated middleman, and we're sharing actual costs of actual health care expense.
So, you know, we hear all kinds of nightmares that people aren't accepted because of this, and they're not accepted because of that, and, you know, they've got to go through the death panels to get approval for parts and pieces for their body. Give us an overview. Let's take some time and give us an overview how the system works. I mean, it sounds great and wonderful, but am I going to be denied every time I hand you a bill, or how does this work?
Well, we decide among ourselves as members as to what kind of bills we will share in. We call it our guidelines. And so we've decided that medical bills that occur through the normal course of the need of care will be eligible expense. So if you go to the hospital, you visit your doctor, you have surgery, you're transported with an ambulance, etc., those are the kinds of bills we want to assist. We're here to help with those medical expenses that are unexpected and unaffordable, and we share after out of our own pocket. We call it an annual unshared amount of $500 for a single, $1,000 for a couple, $1,500 for a family, and then for those eligible expenses, we share all the way up to $1 million for every incident, and that just simply means any medical occurrence, all the docs and hospitals and medical bills associated with that occurrence, up to $1 million.
Now, I'm sure, you know, when you talk about these major issues, up to $1 million, I mean, God forbid I ever got cancer, but do I have to go to one of those clinics around the corner, you know, kind of get the shoddy service or all that, or do I have to go like the Guido's, you know, major medical?
The Guido's shop.
But, you know, I mean, people always say, yeah, sure, but those plans, they make you go to a small group of doctors, and you really don't get the same kind of medical care you get under a bigger plan. So shed some light on this.
Well, as a healthcare sharing ministry, which just simply means we assist and help each other, we are free to go to any doctor, any hospital we choose. We're self-pay patients. We decide our own care, and we evaluate and are the gatekeepers for our own costs. We just simply choose to share that in community with one another based on our shared values, beliefs, and our guidelines. And so we're free to go to any doctor hospital we choose. We're in charge. That's the beauty of healthcare sharing and Liberty Health Share. We take responsibility for and take charge of the care of our own health.
So, Dale.
And that's what's different.
Dale, so when you say, I can keep my doctor if I like my doctor, you really mean period, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
That is a familiar line, isn't it? Well, with us, if you like your doctor, you can keep him. If you like your local hospital, you can go there. Because here we've restored the patient-doctor relationship. But we are in charge of our own care. That's why, frankly, Joe, healthcare sharing is not for everybody. If you're not willing to take responsibility for yourself and be in charge of your own care and live responsibly, this is not for you. If you want somebody to take care of you and pay your bills for you and kind of hold your hand through the system, this isn't for you. If you're in charge, want to be in charge of your own care, this may be something that someone would want to look at.
Let me see. I'm confused. So I have the freedom to choose my doctor. I'd have the freedom to choose my hospital. I'd have the freedom to choose my health, you know, my health program, if you would. Yeah, that doesn't sound exciting at all. It's really funny how I hear people constantly complain, you know, that it takes them so long to get a referral. It takes, you know, they're not feeling like they're getting what they should be getting, and they don't spend enough time with the doctor and that kind of stuff. And then when you talk to them about taking control, they're petrified. Now, do you have counselors? Do you have people that can not tell me what I have to do, but help me with the options that I have? Help guide me.
Boy, that's an excellent point, Joe. Yeah, we're most of us are not healthcare professionals, so we don't know. You know, when we enter the system, it is a scary deal.
I think cake is healthy because it's got eggs and wheat and milk. And my wife keeps telling me that doesn't work that way. See, I need these counselors.
Yeah, we have a staff of advisors and counselors. They're really our patient advocates.
Dale, hold that thought on the advocates. We got to go for a quick break because I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I promise. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain.
Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Some of you say, I don't want to hear my voice on the radio. Well, you don't have to. Send me an email. Okay, hop up in the chat room. You can't hear yourself typing in the chat room, I'm sure. And like I say, there are smarter people than I up in that chat room. A lot of great stories up on the website. I want to get back to my guest because this stuff fascinates me. Probably because I'm so ignorant about it. That's why it fascinates me. But I've got Dale Bellis is with me. He's currently the executive director of Liberty Healthcare. You've heard me talk about it pretty much on every show. And the reason behind it is because I believe in choice. I believe in freedom of choice. I think you should have control. As the government starts to clamp down more and more and more on us, you know, not wanting us to have control of our own, not just health care, but our own lives as a whole, it's nice to know that we still have an option. We still have a way to go to. We can keep our doctor if we want to keep our doctor. We can choose the kind of health, health care that we want, the road that we want to go down, and that kind of thing. So it's really important that you pay attention and that you don't give up easily. I know it's confusing, but in the last segment, you want to go back and get it. Dale and I started to talk about it, and we're going to finish it up now. Dale, first of all, thank you so much for being with me. It shed light on this stuff because it is confusing for a lot of us.
It is confusing, Joe, and thanks for the invitation. It's just that healthcare sharing is a choice, an option that we all can engage in. Thankfully, the legislators recognize in the ACA that there's a group of people who are self-sufficient based on ethical and religious values, want to take care of their own health, and that's what really healthcare sharing is all about. And it's a freedom we can exercise and engage in today.
Forgive me for saying it this way, but you think they would embrace this? I mean, Bernie Sanders must have been jumping all over this because this almost sounds like socialism, you know what I'm saying? Where everybody kind of shares everything and that kind of stuff, but it's really not. I mean, people are responsible for what they do and the road they go down. And we started to talk about counselors because I told you that I wouldn't know how to choose what to choose what road to go down. Tell me how the counselors can help me, somebody who is a health care neophyte.
Yeah, we have what we call a pre-notification process, so that when you're headed to the hospital or your doctor's told you that you need surgery or you need an outpatient procedure, call the 800 number. We have a staff of nurses as well as a doctor who oversees that process, really there to provide an advisory service. So that we talk with you as a member about what that advised medical care is, where to go get the best care at the most beneficial price. Here's what's so significant about being a healthcare sharing member. It's our money. We've got skin in the game. So we're really motivated to make sure we're accessing care at the best price. And so we help advise our members to do that, as well as give them counsel on whether or not that's medically indicated, what the outcomes are for that, and where to go to get the best care.
You know, it, no matter what you shut off, you always forget something, right? Anyway, but again, I want to get back to people need to understand that there's a little bit more to this. It's really funny. I went to the doctor this Friday. And I topped 290, okay, and I said, okay, I can't do this. This is not good. So I decided to go on a diet, and I now know why. You know, when you see Jenny Craig and all this, I now know why they say, please consult a physician before changing your dietary habits, right? So I'm shedding weight, but then I got aches and pains everywhere, and I'm going, you know what? I'm going to eat 3 dozen donuts to get my weight back up because this is not fun. So he explained to me some of the things that I was missing in my diet, what I should have been doing to lose that weight. So would we have the option to speak, you know, because sometimes the physicians won't let you just speak with them. They want you to come in and do a whole thing. Again, back to the counselors. Is there somebody who could advise and help me? So you want to blow off some weight. Here's what you need to do. Here are great doctors in your area, and I know I could choose my own. But so it really is like a team effort to help you be healthy and stay healthy, right?
Whenever a member enrolls with us, we ask for a medical history questionnaire that they disclose to us their past medical expenses, where they're at in terms of their height and weight, and et cetera. We have a criteria that we assign a member to what we call our Health Track program, because if you're motivated to take charge of your own health and the care of your body, if you're overweight, you typically would want to lose that weight. And so we just simply assign to that member in Health Track a health coach. Now, it costs an additional $80 a month, but our Health Track members are so excited about having someone to come alongside them and help them reach their own health objectives and goals, they gladly pay that $80 a month. I'm one of those members, by the way, because I'm a type 2 diabetic. I have a health coach. And so we find we set our own goals. We have our own customized treatment plan. Wow. And our health coach walks us through that process with diet plans and counsel and suggestions and emotional support. We are about taking charge of our health and our bodies. And that's a part and parcel of our whole program.
Well, I like the fact that you kind of work with me because, again, when it comes to food, you know, we've always been taught certain things that I've learned over the years. You know, that all that stuff, God bless my grandmother, but all that stuff she told me wasn't quite good for me as she said it was, you know. And you learn that over the years, but you never really know who to turn to. So, again, this doesn't sound like a big, bad insurance company where they're just stamping it, deny, 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 and they're not helping you work through things. It sounds like the Liberty Health Share programs are designed to help you, guide you, and work with you, too. At least that's what I'm getting.
Yeah. The natural follow-through of taking charge of our own health and the care of our health is to provide resources and empower our members to do that very thing. And so we've created systems and processes to support our members and to engage them at the point where they need it the most, and they have self-fulfilling goals. And we're graduating our members from Health Track, hundreds of them a month, because they've achieved their goals. They drop off of Health Track, and they're loving it because we are simply assisting them to do what they all along, number one, know that they ought to do, but they've never had the wherewithal and the support system to accomplish those goals. And that's why I love it. As I said, Joe, I'm a Health Track member myself. I love it because I'm a type 2 diabetic. I meet with my health coach regularly, talk about my diet, my exercise, my weight, how to keep my blood sugars down, et cetera. And it's the way to take back control.
Well, you know, Dale, for my friends on the hardcore right, you're not reporting. I would imagine you're not handing all this data over to the federal government like some of these other exchanges do, or called exchanges. This really isn't even insurance, is it? It's not
insurance. It's simply a cooperative group of individuals who voluntarily assist each other with our costs and the care of our health. In fact, one of our fundamental values and our belief system that we ask each of our members to sign off on is that we believe it is our fundamental right of conscience to direct our own health care in consultation with physicians, family, or other valued advisors, but free from government dictates and restraints and oversight.
So
that is a part of our entire belief system that we share together in a like-minded way.
So you won't force me to take, you know, preventative pregnancy measures for myself? You know, being a 57-year-old white guy. I got confused for a second. I'll get you in trouble. You hang on long enough, and I will get you in trouble. I promise. My wife is one of those people that she doesn't believe in. Last case scenario, she'll take a shot, but she usually wants, you know, she wants to know what the options are, and she sits down, she does research, and she decides how she wants to do her health care. And it sounds like, you know, it's more and more people like that. I'm learning that there are very much people that want to know what they're putting in their body, you know, why they're feeling the way they're feeling, and what it's going to take to fix it. And it sounds like Liberty HealthShare will get on the horn with them and explain to them what's going on as a whole. But guess what? Again, that pesky capitalism stuff. We're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to deal with that. I want to deal with the term ministry, too, because, you know, some people might be, what does that mean? Is this for Christians only? We'll deal with that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Machini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're talking about your health share program. Seriously, you need to hear this. Come on right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Read non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Hey, head up to the website, TheRealSide.com, and you can find out stations and times and all that fun stuff. We've also just joined Red State Radio, which adds a very large listening audience to us. I want to thank the guys over at Red State Talk Radio. Just a great group of guys, easy to work with, and I do appreciate them reaching out to me. I think that's great, too. You know, the intro is free ride. There ain't no free rides, people, okay? Let's just get that straight now. So you don't think this is all about what you can get for nothing. Because, you know, really, it's worth paying for. It's worth, you know, everything has a value to it, and it's worth paying for. And I got to tell you, my son is, you know, he's a young single guy, and he didn't get the insurance, and he got fined for the first time this year. He's like, what is this? I said, hey, don't you read? Don't you listen to me on the radio? I've been talking about this for a long time. And you've got to understand what's going on in the healthcare world. You really do. You have to know how to keep yourself healthy today. There's so much garbage, there's so much junk out there, and so many things you're putting into your body, you don't know what kind of effect they have on you. So you really need to get involved and get engaged. And I've got Dale Bellis that's joining me. He's currently the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. He led the reorganization plan 2 years ago that launched Liberty HealthShare. So, Dale, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Joe, I'm honored to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah. You know, we were kind of joking when we went to break here, but I said you again, a lot of my listeners are those kind of listeners that don't want the government involved in their health care or health plan or you know, health life, if you would. Do you report, or what are your reporting requirements as a health share program to the government?
We have no reporting requirements. In fact, we are exempt from the mandates and the fines of the Affordable Care Act.
Wow.
And so we have the standing of being able to fulfill the requirements under the ACA where we are exempt from it. And that's one of the wonderful liberties that we experience as a healthcare sharing ministry.
I love that. I think that's great. Now, you keep using the word ministry. So this is only for my Christian friends, right? I mean, because, you know, I mean, it's a ministry.
Yeah, which simply means we help each other. we are unabashedly spiritually based, but we don't intrude on individual faith choices.
Right.
We don't ask what religion you are. We don't ask what church you attend or what your beliefs, you know, what your doctrinal statement is. We have a set of shared values or shared beliefs. They're on our website. Just go there and check them out. But they're common to what most Americans believe, and we are about exercising our religious freedoms to pursue and care for our bodies and be in charge of our health care.
So let's get down to just the gooey stuff. So you're sitting there one day. Well, why would you start something like that? This is a big undertaking. This is not an easy thing to do. You got the Affordable Care Act. You know, what made you sit there and go, you know what, we need to give people another option here?
I've been in healthcare administration, Joe, literally for 3 decades. And with the passing of the Affordable Care Act, it was like a ton of bricks that hit me. I said, there's got to be a way for men and women of values, of faith, of ordinary, you know, American values, to manage, direct, and control their own health care without government intrusion. Because, frankly, it offends me that the government will tell me how I need to use my money in ways that violate my individual conscience. And so I just simply put together several decades of experience, and we reorganized and relaunched a healthcare sharing group that's been in existence for many, many years, and launched Liberty HealthShare based on the principles of healthcare sharing under the terms of the Affordable Care Act.
Now, I've heard some people say that you know, you can't have a private healthcare program, but yours is different. Let's talk about terminologies here, okay? Because these aren't healthcare/insurance plans. This is a sharing program, right?
You're exactly right. It is not insurance. In fact, we are very conscious about avoiding insurance terminology or trying to communicate to anyone that we utilize insurance. We just simply, on a voluntary, cooperative basis, mutually assist each other whenever we have an expense. We use technology. We have an online system where we set our share amount aside every month. It's matched to another member who has an expense. We can message them with cheer or encouragement or prayer, whatever the case may be. And like a true social community, we stand with each other in those times of medical expense and sometimes the biggest crises of our lives. And so we're assisting financially, emotionally, spiritually with one another, and it is a entire movement separate and apart from insurance. It's a whole different mentality and mental shift. It's a paradigm shift. It really is.
Yeah, it definitely is a different way of looking at how you handle your health. What about preventative medicine? I mean, I'm not a believer in flu shots and that kind of thing, but are those kind of things covered? Because some people are. They're very much into making sure they get out in front of something.
Because our members make decisions every year about the way our program is shaped and the kind of the expenses we share in, our members decided about 2 years ago that we would include as eligible expense alternative medicines. And so our members decide as to whether or not they will utilize those kinds of treatments. And they are shareable expenses so long as they're treating a medically diagnosed condition in an alternative way.
So, for lack of a better term, because, again, I'm not medically astute, holistic doctors that don't run to the big pills to have you fix something, you know, maybe they have a different way of handling. Those are also viable treatment options, if you would?
Those are viable treatments and eligible expenses for us, and we encourage our members to pursue those kinds of healthy alternatives.
When you know, do you have any, people love personal stories, but do you have any stories of people saying, look, I was on Affordable Care Act, I heard you guys on the radio, I checked you out, and man, this has been a lifesaver because, you know, I couldn't get my same doctor, I couldn't get my same cancer treatment, you know, and this has helped me tremendously.
Well, we have those stories all the time, but I would encourage folks to go to the website. We have member testimonials galore that, in their own words, express their motivation for why they've dropped out of insurance and instead joined healthcare sharing for those very reasons. The freedom, the affordability, the maximum choices and options that it gives, and the fulfillment of their own individual conscience and belief system.
Yeah, that is a big deal for people because, like I say, my wife is caring for my mother-in-law, and you have doctors that want to force certain medications, force certain treatments on her, and it's very, very, very frustrating because under the certain insurance plans, if you don't follow that course of action, they will not pay for further care, if you would.
That's correct, and we just don't impose that kind of requirement on our members because we are very sensitive to our shared beliefs, our shared conscience, and that's really an option, an alternative in terms of escaping that kind of imposition in our lives.
You mean we're back to the freedom of choice, you know, freedom to handle your own health care. And this
freedom
is
in health care is here, Joe.
You know what? That's a lie. You never that's impossible. So, but and you're not bound by certain times of the year where, you know, you got everybody else is running around for open enrollment. You can pretty much jump in at any time, correct?
Because healthcare sharing is exempt from the Affordable Care Act,
We're
not subject to those mandates. And so people can engage in their own personalized health reform and join today or any month throughout the course of the year, and they're exempt from the fines. The IRS, frankly, has created a special form that members of healthcare sharing ministries simply report on that tells the IRS, I'm engaged in meeting my healthcare costs this way, and they are exempt from the fines of the ACA.
Now, as people know, I talk about your product on a regular basis, and I always joke and I say, okay, it's for the whole family, but for those people who think your dog is part of your family, it doesn't include the dog, all right? So
no, unfortunately, it does not.
There's the next plan, and I want 10% if it goes off, where you got to come up with a pet health share program.
Oh, that's an awesome idea,
right?
Joe.
People are always looking for that kind of thing. You know, and I got to say, hey, guys, look, if you're listening and you're going, yeah, whatever, if you don't at least call and check this out, if you don't at least look into this, okay, you need to go see a psychiatrist. I'm dead serious. I've got some good names. I've got a couple that come on the show on a regular basis. You can talk with them. Because you're always screaming, you guys who send me emails about freedom, you send me emails about you hate about government intrusion, all these things that you don't like, you've got to get off your butts and do something. You've got to reach out. You've got, because nobody's going to spoon feed this stuff to you. So you've got to get involved. You've got to get engaged in your own health care, health sharing. Dale, again, before we go, because we're running out of time, tell people where they can learn more about Liberty Health Share, where they can get more information about it as a whole.
LibertyHealthShare.org. Again, libertyhealthshare.org. There's a phone number there that you can call one of our trusted advisors. You can ask for a free information packet. We call it a decision guide. Be delivered either by mail or preferably by email. And we want folks to get all of the information they can, get all of their questions answered, libertyhealthshare.org.
A lot coming up in the next hour. Go warm up your coffee and come on back.